That was another great strike from you today, Andy, to get us back into the game.
It was. I think it was one of my better ones. A great ball from Aaron Burns. He's good at that. He's composed and he picks out a good pass in the final third. But we're just delighted to get the 3 points because, same as last year, we've sort of struggled down here. Our performance wasn't great. A lot of questions asked of us there towards the end, and it was sloppy. But we're delighted, and I think great credit to the boys because we stuck it out and obviously got the 3 points, so I'm more delighted about that.
And Mark Hockey pops up with the winner deep in the end of the game again.
He did. I'm sure the Warren Point boys down here don't like him. But I sort of felt it in my bones, it was coming. I think Noah deserves it. I think Warren Point was the same as ourselves last week against Glentoran. I sort of sat off a lead. And sort of give us sort of a bit of encouragement to get back into the game. And again, we weren't at our best today. We fully know that there. We sort of looked at ourselves, but again, to take the positives out of it, it was a good win, and we grafted it out. And they're the sort of wins that you need to keep yourself in the hunt for the title.
Great character showed by the boys second half, wasn't it?
There is great character. Without making excuses, it's a hard pitch to play on. It's very heavy. And again, I know I said before, we weren't at our best today, and the boys know we weren't at our best today. But character was shown and we kept at it, and we didn't settle even for the point when we got the goal back. More on point, even we're trying to catch us on the counter, and they're dangerous enough side. I think we'll take points off other teams, especially down there. But as you said, Andy, it was good character, and we're relieved and pleased to come away with 3 points.
Very dramatic, exciting end for the supporters, wasn't it?
It is, I'm sure. Looking back now, it was a good day out for supporters. I'm sure they would prefer to be sitting comfortable there, so they don't have to panic. At 1-8, they really got behind us, and it really helped. We were shooting into that goal, and there was a lot of encouragement and a lot of singing, so that helped us. And we're just pleased because we know the supporters make a sort of travel around the country to watch us. And if anything, tonight, we showed a bit of character, and instead of going back down the road there with a point or a heavy defeat, we gave them something obviously to be happy about.
Great for Dale Patton to get on as a striker, make his debut in such an exciting end there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought Dale come on, and he did change the game. I thought he was very mature for a young man coming on. I felt he made the right decisions on a lot of occasions, and I'm delighted for him. And watching him in training and stuff, he's so sharp, and I've no doubt that he'll be appearing far more regularly than he is at the minute in the future. He is a sharp and he's a good kid.
So it's an unbeaten run. We've just got to keep it going now, going into next week against Coleraine, haven't we?
Yeah, it is, and it's easier said than done. We're just sort of trying to pull everybody together here, and we know it hasn't been the best of seasons, hasn't been the worst of seasons, but we're trying to fix things, get things right, and we're enjoying our football. Coleraine's going to be another massive game. We're going to have to prepare again Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and take that sort of character into this game, and hopefully go at it again come 3 o'clock next Saturday.
Well done today, and all the best for next Saturday.
Appreciate that, Andy. Thanks.